All right, good morning, everyone. And my, but don't y'all look good. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024 at 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation. Today it'll be led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
And there's so many of you here this morning. Commissioner Senegal has got his hat. We'll be passing the hat in just a little bit. See if we can help out with the budget. If you would, join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious day, another wonderful day in your creation that you've given us. Help us to be responsible stewards of everything that you've blessed us with. Father, on this day especially, we thank you for all the employees of Jefferson County. We are blessed with a truly wonderful tribe of people who fulfill your work every day. We ask that you continue to bless them and bless us who are responsible for making decisions. Give us wisdom, guidance, and discernment so that what we do and what we say and what we decide may be pleasing in your sight. All these things we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Fred, start on that side. I thought we were joking.
All right. We're going to begin a little bit out of order today with item I under County Commissioners to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Child Abuse Awareness and Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Garrison, no, I saw you come in, and anybody you want to bring up to the podium with you. I have this proclamation.
I'm all up there.
And it reads, whereas Child Abuse and Forensic Services, Inc. was the first private sexual assault nurse examiner facility in Texas and remains one of only five in the state of Texas. And whereas Child Abuse and Forensic Services, Inc. has provided 4,700 medical examinations for victims of sexual assault over the past 26 years, of which approximately 75% were children. And whereas CAFS was instrumental in drafting House Bill 131 in the 2001 legislative session, which enabled Jefferson County to be reimbursed approximately $2.5 million since its inception. An effective sexual assault awareness program succeeds because of the partnerships among community organizations, schools, religious organizations, law enforcement agencies, and the business community. And whereas we must understand that sexual assault is a community responsibility, and we have a duty to use every effort to promote programs and activities that benefit the citizens by providing solutions, and prevention remains the best defense for children and families. Whereas the impact of sexual assault has long-term personal, economic, and social cost, therefore hurting Texas' future. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County did hereby proclaim April 2nd, 2024 is Child Abuse and Forensic Services, Inc. Day in Jefferson County, and we urge all citizens to recognize this month by dedicating themselves to the task of reducing child abuse and neglect significantly in Jefferson County and throughout the state of Texas. Ms. Garrison?
I just want to say thank you to everyone that's here and especially my board, because without them, we wouldn't be here today. But I want to say that thank you, Judge Brannick, for giving us this honor and for the rest of the commissioners to go along with it. When I was approached to assist launching the first sexual assault program in Southeast Texas back in 1993, I knew nothing about forensic nursing and little about sexual assault. I think that's where a lot of us are today. But in a short time, it became evident that survivors would either depart from the medical facility or maybe not even seek help. So I saw that there was a real need for a program in Texas. I embarked on a journey that many seemed thought was impossible. We opened a nonprofit organization, Child Abuse and Forensic Services, in 1996. And it's not feasible to think that every hospital can have a SANE program. It's just financially not feasible. So my goal was to be able to provide a service to all sexual assault victims wherever they present, whether it be a hospital, a nursing home, urgent care, or wherever. And we want everyone to have the same quality of care that they're going to get if they present to a hospital. So I just want to say thank you, and we appreciate this honor.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much for the important work you do in the community, for the assistance that you provide in reducing the trauma associated with these
thank you.
Significant events, and thank you to all the members of your board, one of whom I ran into at the Nederland Chamber Coffee this morning early. We appreciate what you do in this community, and we appreciate you volunteering your valuable time to support this very worthwhile endeavor.
And we do cover a six-county area, so we do exams for six-county area
great.
Around here. So we're proud of that, too. Okay, thank
we're
you.
Proud of you.
Judge, also, I think it'd be remiss to not recognize the new sheriff of Jasper County and let him know that I will be speeding through Jasper since we're good friends. Chuck Havard.
All right, Chuck.
Should be take about 3 days.
Get some seats. Get some seats.
Next, we're going to go out of order. And under Human Resources, item A is the presentation of the 2023 Employee Excellence Award. And item B is considering possibly approved resolutions for the 2023 Employee Excellence Award winners. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And so I will turn it over to Ms. Rosales for the presentations.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Employee excellence is an event that we look forward to every year. So I want to start off by thanking you all for allowing us to continue this tradition in recognizing all of our employees. For those of you that are not aware, April is National County Government Month, so it's a great time to recognize and thank all of our employees who do a great job for us every day. Before I announce the winners, I would like to recognize the judges that had the hard decision of narrowing down the nominees to three finalists and then choosing the winner. It can be difficult to find judges who are willing to take the time to participate in this process, but despite their busy schedules, this panel of tenured county employees worked very well together as they carefully considered all of the nominations. They were all very excited and very appreciative of this opportunity to participate. We want to thank you all for your efforts and enthusiasm throughout this process. So if you would stand when I call your name. The judges for the 2023 Employee Excellence Awards are Rachel Stevens Coe, Harry Shope, John Ochoa, Jesse Davis, and Megan Kitchens.
Thank you.
I also want to thank my staff who took their time, and McKenna especially, who took the reins from the get-go in organizing this event. She always does an outstanding job, and Kelsey and Brandy for helping them coordinate everything today. Now it is with great pleasure that I introduce to you the winners of the 2023 Employee Excellence Awards. Our second finalist and the winner of a $300 award and certificate is Sarah Booser, Administrative Operations Manager of the District Attorney's Office. Here. Sarah has been with the county for 17 years and was nominated because she exhibits leadership, positivity, and is always ready to listen and answer questions for anyone that the office has. Her dedication to her job is clear in how she continually assists not only her department but any other department when they have questions, specifically regarding Odyssey. Sarah is always willing to help out her fellow coworkers and shows compassion and respect for all those she interacts with. Sarah exemplifies wonderful characteristics of a Jefferson County employee. Congratulations again, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
The first finalist and winner of a $350 award and certificate is Rosa Guidry, Office Specialist for the Public Health Department. Rosa has been with the county for 29 years, and she was nominated due to her great work ethic, compassion for others, and positive attitude. Her devotion to her job is evident in her respect for the citizens for Jefferson County, whether that is shown in translating for her patients or just being a friend. Rosa has always, she always has a positive attitude, and she brings that positivity to any job she performs. Rosa exemplifies many great characteristics as a Jefferson County employee. Congratulations, Rosa.
Judge, I have to say that that's my classmate. I know y'all won't believe that given the way I look, but that is my classmate, so I'm extra proud of you.
Our winner of the 2023 Employee Excellence Award, who receives a $700 award, her name on a plaque to be displayed by the County Clerk's Office, and the certificate goes to an employee who has dedicated 14 years of service to Jefferson County. I would like to introduce to you the 2023 Employee Excellence Award winner, Mary Helm, Assistant Director for MIS Department. Mary demonstrates a strong work ethic and puts forth extra effort to help others, not just during her normal work hours, but after hours on the week and on the weekends. Mary has devoted the last 3 years to developing and implementing Tyler Technologies project. During this time, she has spent countless hours learning, training, troubleshooting, and answering questions. Mary consistently shows up every day for citizens and employees of Jefferson County. The characteristics that Mary exhibits are truly a great example for all Jefferson County employees. Congratulations, Mary. And I can honestly say every time I speak to Mary, she makes you feel like you are her priority. And she's always, you always meet her with a great demeanor and great patience. So thank you so much, Mary, and congratulations. Judge Brannick, if you would please read the resolution.
All right. And I don't want to say that implementing the Tyler Technology System has been stressful, but Mary's only 19 years old. Whereas the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, established the Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award on December 4th, 1995, and whereas Mary Helm, Assistant Director for the Jefferson County Management Information Systems Department, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all of the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of dedication, leadership, and work ethic. And whereas these qualities are shown by her 14 years of dedication to Jefferson County and her overall professionalism and compassion for others, which promotes a great example and a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom she shares her knowledge. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County in regular meeting duly convened and acting in its capacity as governing body of Jefferson County does hereby present the 2023 of Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Mary Helm and praises her for her dedicated service to the citizens and employees of Jefferson County.
For anyone that would like to join us, we'll be in the lobby with cake and punch, if anybody would like to join us out there.
Thank you all for being here today and celebrating these employees. We'll give you a second for those who want to go get some cake. you need anything? Moving on to items under purchasing, item A is receiving file bids for an IFB for a rebid of a term contract for armored car services for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve execute receiving file amendment number one to the contract for architectural services for redesign of Jefferson County Diversion Center pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. This amendment will add additional architectural design services, civil engineering design services, and TxDOT permitting for fencing around two buildings, gate access, and providing a driveway and parking lot off the feeder road in the amount of $39,300 with Brave Architecture. And via addendum, item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one to the agreement on the Jefferson County Correctional Facility fuel pump replacement pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, with PSIJF Petroleum Group in the approximate amount of $4,780 for fuel waste, water removal, and disposal, bringing the total amount from $108,954.38 to $113,734.38. Item D is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file task order number four for the rebid of FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Government Consulting LLC in response to 2024 flood mitigation assistance for Jefferson for grant administration advice to develop up to 50 properties in Jefferson County for amount not to exceed $70,125 pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No, just got a question on the last one, and it may be Fran. Who are they going through? What group or entity they are going through to do this? Is Tidal Basin leading the charge on it or what?
Yes, Tidal Basin is our grant administrator.
Okay.
So I think her thought is to actually maybe do a mail out for this next set of homes. And there is an item in there if the court chooses to go above the 50, but we kind of just shot a target of 50 homes.
Okay.
And Judge, real quick, item B, I notice they say a driveway get TxDOT. We're not coming off the feeder road, are we?
That's what I thought we were going to come off that driveway
already
that
exists.
Goes to the maintenance barn.
Right.
So as to avoid those issues with obtaining a TxDOT right-of-way permit.
Look, Chief is here.
Yeah, Chief, y'all, can you tell me what
When we had the architect out there looking at that second drive, the way it's made is a little difficult to get in to that facility. We did go out and talk to TxDOT to see if it was actually feasible that we would be able to do that, and they agreed they could probably get it done in a timely manner. So to make that entrance and keep the security fencing the way it is around the rest of the facility, that's while we looked at doing that second driveway.
Now I know with private landowners that sometimes for that easement, TxDOT charges sometimes significant amounts of money. Do we know whether or not there's an exception for governmental entities?
Michelle, can you answer that? Do you know if there's an exception with technical?
Well, we've got time to find out, but.
It's just a driveway off of the feeder road, so there's not going to be like an easement or a text sign. This is just going to be, you know, another
access, you know, just be a driveway.
I think before we just assume those things, let's make sure that we had an airtight.
Yeah.
Because they charge.
Yeah, if we can find out, make sure that they're not, I mean, there are some businesses, when they cut right onto the feeder road, it's like a $300,000 charge.
Right.
And I want to make sure that we're not going to have that kind of charge to us. So if you wouldn't mind finding that out for us.
Okay.
In that way, if we need to amend this in the next couple of weeks, we can do so.
Okay.
But that also with that is, let's find that out before we start moving on the work with the engineer, and we can approve it, but let's make sure we have that airtight.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 So do we need to table that, Judge, or are we going to go?
Well, we'll approve it, but ask them if they get a different answer to bring it back to us within the next 2 weeks.
Good. Got it. Got it.
All right. Moving on to County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 2 for additional extra help costs in the amount of $5,000. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 516167 through 516366. And via addendum, item C is consider and approve applying for the Flood Mitigation Administration Program 2024 for elevation of up to 50 properties. And item D is consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan approved project with Spindletop Center in the amount of $311,380.67. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we will move on to County Commissioners. Item A is conduct a public hearing regarding consideration of amended tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Arbor Renewable Gas LLC Phase 2 pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
And second. Moved?
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. We now open a public hearing. If you're in the courtroom and wish to speak to this amendment, which is just to delay the construction time frame on the project, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you will need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing, and I'm going to go back and ask for a time of public comment on any items that are on the agenda, which I should have brought up at the beginning of the meeting. If there's anyone present or attending remotely that wants to press star 6 to unmute your line, you may come to the lectern to give public comment on any items on today's agenda. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment and move on to items under B through H on the Commissioner's Court. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an amended abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Arbor Renewable Gas LLC to postpone the first year of the abatement because of delays encountered in proceeding with construction. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution supporting creation of the Lone Star Coastal National Recreation Area. Item D is to consider and possibly approve an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County Precinct 3 and City of Port Arthur for work to be conducted on the north and south levees of Pleasure Island and Port Arthur pursuant to Chapter 791, the Interlocal Cooperation Act of the Texas Government Code. Item E is to receive and file an executed tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and ETC Marketing Limited for the Petchem facility pursuant to Chapter 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item F is to receive and file unexecuted tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and ETC Marketing Limited for the Flexport facility pursuant to 312.401 at Texas Tax Code. And item G is to consider possible approval and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, file approval solely for the purpose of complying with Section 147 of the Internal Revenue Code to enable Legacy Christian Academy to construct a new junior high facility, which will not create any liability on the part of Jefferson County, the conduit issue. And we have Mr. Christopher Levins with Germer Law Firm here in the case commissioners have any questions. Item H is consider approving, executing, and filing an order pursuant to Texas Tax Code Section 11.36 relating to property taxation of eligible child care facilities. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion?
No discussion, but let's give us a little bit more on this legacy middle school creation.
11. This is like all the bonds that we, the Internal Revenue Code requires those who are getting bonded indebtedness to build eligible public and private facilities to come to the commissioner's court for approval. But Mr. Levins, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Mr. Goodson. Whenever he's here on these things, they've been here for Goodwill and other nonprofits before. This does not create any liability or involve the full faith and credit of Jefferson County. Is that correct?
Correct, Judge. This is just to comply with the Internal Revenue Code, just so Legacy can get a better loan. The tax-exempt loan is a 501c3 organization. So we're excited to build a new middle school for a middle school that needed some updates, and we've got about approximately 90 middle school students that will be in that based on current enrollment. So we're excited to move forward with it.
What's capacity will be built to?
It's bigger than that. It'll have 8 classrooms. It's about 9,100 square feet, so it's bigger than the middle school building we have now. So it'll allow for better facilities and a little bit more growth as well.
Okay.
Any other questions, Commissioner?
Judge, on item H, Commissioner Alford asked the question. Is this the question?
Item what?
Item H.
Oh.
As far as making sure that the child care owners get the exemption and not the property owner if it's property owner.
Yes. So I think that's part of the eligibility requirement. And there is, I think when they were given the presentation, one of the parts of the presentation was that in the event the child care facility has a landlord, that the landlord has to pass through the savings to the child care facility.
That was the most important part.
That'll be a legal obligation, or it's just a...
Yeah, I don't think that qualifies an eligible facility under the law if that does not occur.
Okay, sounds good.
So I am correct. Okay, thank you.
That's not good.
Would you like to come to the lectern?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
You are correct that it does have to be passed on, and there is an additional form. So there's a form for owners that own the property, and then there is a form for landowners or landlords to apply on the behalf of their tenant, and they have to work together to complete the application. It does have to be passed on to the tenant.
That's the most important thing, because we want to make sure that the break is getting down where we need it to be.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on any other agenda item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Historical Commission, we have 3 items. Item A is to receive and file the 2023 Jefferson County Historical Commission annual report to the Texas Historical Commission, which they always get rave reviews from the Texas Historical Commission for their reporting. And we're fortunate to have such a wonderful group of volunteers and employees at work. Item B is to receive and file the 2023 Jefferson County Certified Local Government Annual Report to the Texas Historical Commission. Item C is to consider and possibly adopt, receive, and file the final Historic Resources Survey Plan, Historic Resources Survey and Preservation Plan for Jefferson County, performed under Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria Emergency Supplemental Historic Preservation Grant from the National Park Service administered by the Texas Historical Commission. Do I have a motion on these items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. You wish to say something, Ms. Trinbeck?
I just wanted to thank you all so much for the opportunity. This is the first time that a grant has been received to perform a survey of this level of Jefferson County, and the ability to identify and preserve our resources now, we've never in the 200-year history of this county have never had that ability. So we are very appreciative that we're at the finish line. Thank you.
Thank you for your work on that. Thank you. Please express our appreciation to all of your volunteers and your board members.
I will. And Teresa specifically sends her apologies that she couldn't be here today.
We understand.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without taking action?
Judge, I would like to... No. Go on ahead, man.
I just got to go ahead.
It's something else. You know that. I was just going to say I hope that the public make sure they keep in mind that we have a tremendous amount of construction going on around the county. Those off-feeder roads are being beat up, and we're patching them and things of that nature. But drive friendly, please, because accidents will occur. So please drive friendly and be patient in everything we're doing right now, because I would hate to have accidents. You have it, Mr.
Well, thank you. The county clerk and I will be submitting an application for the 2026 summer conference for our state organization, CDCHE, County District Clerks Association of Texas. We'll be submitting that application May 1 with the help of the CVB board. So we're hoping, our fingers crossed, to bring that in 2 years, and I think it'll be a great benefit for our area to showcase our cities and our vast culture and the things that we have to offer here in Southeast Texas.
Super. Let us know how we can help y'all with that. I'm sure every member of the court, and you might want to talk to Commissioner Alford about what was done a few years ago at Ford Park for the North and East, because it looked great when they did it. And he could probably give you some guidance there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for working on that. I'm just going to mention that this morning the Texas Division of Emergency Management notified us that they would be activating their Emergency Operations Center for our district at noon today. There's moderate chance of tornadic activity tonight, and we're for certain, according to the forecasters, going to have at least an inch of rain and some higher winds that could be above 40 miles an hour. So try to get home after you get off work today and make sure that all your lawn furniture's in and the animals are taken care of.
This is a good day not to have hair, Judge.
It is. He'll be out flying a kite this evening.
That's right.
All right, anything further, Commissioner?
That's good.
No, I think.
All right, well, thank you all so very much for being here. We are adjourned. Oh, Ms. Crew?
Just come on up.
See, you assume that all has not changed.